What's happening, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Avery Speaks. Avery Speaks is a podcast empowering our families and communities. Avery Speaks can also be heard on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and many other major platforms. On today's episode, I want to speak about how can we as Black men help Black women feel loved and appreciated by us unconditionally. So stay tuned and I'll be right back. One of the many ways that we as Black men can show our beautiful Black women how much we love and appreciate them is by just simply telling them and showing them. You know, a lot of times us as men, we assume that our women, our wives, they know how we feel. You know, nah, they don't know how we feel. We need to tell them how we feel. We need to show them how we feel. And doing something simple as saying, baby, I love you, I appreciate you, I thank God for you. Those words by themselves can make a woman feel like she's the only woman on this planet and make her feel so beautiful, so loved, so desired and wanted. And she would really appreciate you for that. But also, if you find it hard to come up with the right words to say, as a man, just think about a situation within your relationship that has happened to where your wife or your lady was there for you unconditionally and she held you down. You know, always go back to in my marriage, which is a true story. I've been married over 22 years to a beautiful queen. And in our marriage, when we had our second child, right when we had our second child, I was laid off from a good paying job. And instead of my wife being a woman that would beat me down mentally because I got laid off from a job, you know, that's when men are at their most vulnerable, because as a man, the most scariest and hurting thing to him is imagining not being able to provide for his family. So when I was in that vulnerable state after getting laid off from a job, and we had a newborn baby born, and we also had a previous child, so we had two kids that had to be taken care of, plus I had to be able to take care of my wife and myself. Me being laid off, my wife said, look, baby, I'm working a good job right now. I got this. Don't worry about it. If you rush out there to go get another job, that job may not be paying what you were getting paid. Just take your time. Look for jobs that are paying on that level that you were getting paid and apply then. But in the meantime, bond with the baby. Stay at home. I got this. What that did, that erased the anxiety I've had at that time for as taking care of my family, and gave me the strength to say, hey, you know what? I have a wife that really loves me, that really appreciates me, and that is down for me and our complete family. So I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure when I get in this space that I can have her rest and retire from her job. I want to be able to do that. So with that said, I got back on my feet, and now I'm at that point to where now my wife has retired from her job, and it's a beautiful feeling. And I always tell her one thing that I love, I appreciate and respect from you the most is when I was at my most vulnerable and you were there to help me, to be a helpmate, to pick me up. And that's something that I'm gonna love you for the rest of our lives, no matter what we go through. And in a marriage, if you continue to be loyal in a relationship, if you continue to be loyal to that person, continue to fight through thick and thin, because there are going to be good times, there are going to be bad times. But if you remain loyal and fight for each other, the good times are going to outweigh the bad. And you're going to always build, become stronger and stronger, and become closer and closer within your relationship. So, fellas, show your woman that you love and appreciate her. Tell her that you love and appreciate her. Pick a specific event that happened in your life that you can point to show her, you know what? He really does appreciate me because he remembers that. Another way we as black men can show appreciation and love for our black women is to respect her at all times. Respect her at all times and never ever allow anyone to disrespect her. Even women outside of your home, us as black men, we have to stop letting other people disrespect our women. We have to stop disrespecting our women in music, on screen, and life in general. When we see someone disrespecting one of our women, we need to stop that situation immediately. Because too many people are getting comfortable disrespecting black women. And the reason being is that they hear black men disrespecting black women constantly on record, on radio, in so many different songs. And also, we have a lot of black women now in music disrespecting themselves and each other. So when other cultures hear black men disrespecting black women, when other cultures hear black women disrespected themselves and other women, they feel that it's comfortable that they can do so also. So we as black men, we have to be the example. We have to step in and show them that, hey, we respect our women first. And no one on this planet is going to disrespect our queens. We owe this to black women because black women have been there for us always and still continue to be here for us now. So if you ever see someone disrespecting a black woman, you need to put it to a stop at that point. another way that we as black men can show appreciation and love for our black women is to be great fathers to our daughters. Because it starts in a home where a young black girl can feel appreciated and loved by her father. If her father is not in her life, she's gonna feel unappreciated and unloved from black men, from not having a black man in her life, telling her he loves her, he appreciates her, she's beautiful. You know, I wrote letters to my daughters, poetic affirmations of love from a father for my three daughters to show them, to tell them that I love them, that I appreciate them, that they're the most beautiful thing on this planet. You know, to encourage them, to help build their self-esteem. If a father is not in the home and not giving his daughter positive affirmations of love, where is she going to hear it from? She's going to hear it from the streets. And she may hear it from someone in the streets that don't mean any good for her. And honestly, in my book, Letters to My Daughters, I speak about how some men can tell when women are desperately seeking love. And those are the women that some men will take advantage of. Because he's going to tell her everything she hadn't heard at home. And she's going to hear him for the first time. And she's going to fall in love with that person. And that person is not a good person, does not have your daughter's best interests at heart. He's going to take advantage of her and use her and abuse her mentally, physically, any way he wants to, because he's that type of person. And no one was there for her to give her positive affirmations of love, to make her feel good about herself, to make her feel appreciated and loved. So men, we have to be active in our children's lives, you know. And it will be great if the relationships between the man and the woman was together to where he could be in that household with that woman. We have to stop having casual relationships. You know, when we have relationships, we have to make sure the relationship I have with this person, if we get married, if we have children together, will I love this person to the end to help raise our family so we can have our daughters being raised in a strong household? You know, all of that is important. But many of us don't think about that when we have these casual relationships. So when we have these broken homes and fathers are not there for their daughters, that creates a huge problem in our culture. And especially at the time where we have so many different things against us right now. The last thing we need is to continue raising our children without the fathers being in the home. So men, let's step up to the plate. Be there for your children, especially your daughters, because we do not want our young women to feel underappreciated. We don't want them to feel unloved. We want to build them up, not tear them down. So, to all the men out there, if you've made a mistake and you haven't been active in your daughter's lives, it's not too late. Apologize for not being there in her life and make it happen by any means. Thank you once again for joining me on an episode of Avery Speaks. Don't forget to subscribe, listen, and share Avery Speaks podcast. Also, Don't forget to visit my author site at averywashington.com for all of my best-selling books of inspiration and empowerment. So until next time, peace and blessings.